Track 7. Ready for listening. IELTS Listening Section 4. You will hear part of a seminar on cloud seeding. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. The topic of my seminar paper this week is a rather unusual method of bringing water to drought-ridden regions of the world. The methods people most think of, or read about in newspapers, and or see on TV, are preventing deforestation and encouraging reforestation to prevent water runoff from barren land, and hence to stop flooding. Another method is drilling boreholes to bring water from aquifers deep in the ground to irrigate the land. But the method I would like to talk about today is the production of rain through seeding clouds. For those of you who are not familiar with this practice, it is basically a process where nature is coaxed, as it were, to produce rain. In many places in the world, attempts have been made throughout history to produce rain in times of drought through magic. But from the latter part of the last century, scientists have been endeavouring to come to the rescue by chemical means. And in some places, they've been trying not just to produce rain, but also to divert it, so that it does not rain on special days, such as national or international ceremonies. Cloud seeding has been carried out since the middle of the last century, but no scientist can confirm that the practice is actually responsible for cloud seeding and not nature itself. Because who can confirm that the clouds would not let loose a deluge anyway? Having said that, there is some evidence that seeding clouds to produce rain can lead to a 15% increase in rainfall. But what would happen, for example, if the actions of cloud seeding in one place led to a disastrous deluge in another? It would also be tricky to prove that any damage was the responsibility of cloud seeders. Some people are understandably against the practice of cloud seeding, as we do not really know the consequences of interfering with nature. Cloud seeding has apparently been used by Californian officials to replenish reservoirs. In other parts of the US, electricity utility companies are especially fond of seeding to bring more water to hydroelectric plants. And the practice is also popular with authorities in Russia and China too. For years, the Russian Air Force has tried to coax moisture out of clouds to ensure sunshine on national holidays. But no country is more committed to researching weather modification than China, with a national budget in the tens of millions of dollars and thousands of miles flown by rain seeding aircraft every year. Last year, the University Agricultural and Meteorology Departments were given a $20 million grant, funded in part by the government and various companies in the food and agricultural industry, to conduct research into cloud seeding to increase precipitation. While the research is aimed primarily at the US, It is hoped that the benefits accrued will have far-reaching consequences for other drought-ridden regions of the planet. Now, let's see. If we look at this slide here, we can see how cloud seeding works. There are two basic methods, from the air and from the ground. Looking first at seeding from the air, we can see that an aeroplane flies above the clouds from where it fires silver iodide into clouds by dropping chemical flares in order to increase precipitation. Silver iodide crystals then attach themselves to water droplets, which makes the water freeze and fall as rain or snow over high ground. If we now look at the diagram showing cloud seeding from the ground, we can see that there is a ground seeding generator here on the right of the slide, which has a tall chimney. And next to this on the left is a this structure here, which is a fuel tank containing propane. Heat generated from the burning of the propane lifts the silver iodide crystals up to cloud level, again leading to precipitation.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.